Last week, a group of public policymakers and advocates gathered at the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco to learn about new fair housing laws that went into effect this year in California. The meeting was hosted by the Bay Area Regional Health and Equities Initiative and the nonprofit law firm Public Advocates. Pamela Lawrence went to find out how the new laws could affect local governments in the Bay Area.
California's strong economic growth and insufficient construction of new housing units has resulted in rising home prices and rents. Homeowners and renters alike spend more than 30% of their incomes on housing in California. One group is disproportionately affected because of a legacy of racial discrimination and segregation in our housing policies that has historically excluded people of color from many parts of the Bay Area.
Racially motivated zoning or policy, they are no longer explicit. However, the patterns have remained.
Will Dominey from the Bay Area Regional Health and Equities Initiative explains what this means.
As the housing crunch intensifies, communities of color are being forced out of the region entirely or to the outer parts of the region with fewer amenities. And then we're also seeing a lot of people displaced directly into homelessness.
Some of the public health issues that Dominey has seen come from this displacement are
not being able to afford healthy food or food at all for their families, making choices between rent and childcare, making choices between rent and healthcare.
A number of laws from the 2019 legislative session designed to address the housing crisis went into effect January 1st. Barbara Katz from the law firm Goldfarb & Lipman.
The state laws that were passed last year are actually very helpful to prevent gentrification in terms of rent control. Not very strong, but it is rent control. There is just cause.
And for developers looking to tear down and rebuild on a site.
Now there's replacement housing requirements, which require that you replace at least that number of units and any affordable housing.
One law in particular, AB 686, to affirmatively further fair housing, is one way the state is requiring local governments to change the way they approach their general plan. Sam Tepperman-Gelfant from Public Advocates explains.
The new state law applies to every city and county. It also applies to each state agency individually. So we're excited to have conversations with the transportation agencies, with the state agencies that regulate water and others, because fair housing is really about access to opportunity as well as decreasing segregation.
Will Dominey.
Local jurisdictions must, in all of their housing and community development activities, affirmatively further fair housing. It's not just like you can't discriminate. It means you actually have to be thinking about how are we changing these longstanding patterns.
Sam Tepperman-Gelfant has some advice for cities without a lot of affordable housing sites in areas with high opportunities in school quality, employment, and health.
Start thinking now about where you're going to rezone, because in a couple years, there's going to need to be room for affordable housing in the high resource, wider neighborhoods of your jurisdictions.
Tamika Butler is from Urban Habitat, an organization to advance equitable policies for low-income communities and communities of color.
When you look up the bill text for 686, it says that it wants to take meaningful actions to combat discrimination, overcome patterns of segregation, and foster inclusive communities free from barriers that restrict access to opportunity based on protected characteristics. This sounds amazing. I think it's up to the folks that are in this room and beyond this room to actually put this into action.
I'm Pamela Lawrence with the KRCB North Bay Report.
You can find more reporting on housing, homelessness, and equity at norcalpublicmedia.org.